Hi, this is Mr. Brown.
Hi, this is Ivan.
And this is Steve.
And welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I saw the Sunday Times had this report about the sleeping habits of Singaporeans recently.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw somebody using that same Sunday Times as a pillow.
Comfortable or not?
Oh, well, he seemed happy.
Look at our clean streets and greenery. As you can see, Singapore truly live up to its ranking as 34th most livable city for expats, according to a recent Mercer study.
But what are all those people sleeping on the streets at this late hour, Minister?
Those are not expats, so it is not counted.
So, Singapore has a homeless problem?
Do not be silly. We do not have homeless, destitute, or starving people in Singapore. We have eliminated poverty.
But then why are these people sleeping in the streets, Minister?
Didn't you read the Sunday Times? It is just a fad. Sleeping in the city is becoming popular.
So they are not homeless and poor people with nowhere to stay?
No. Some of them are just trying to save on the midnight taxi charge, while others are just having family fights. We have no homeless in Singapore.
But this uncle here says he sleeps on the street because he makes only $900 a month and does not have enough to pay for renting a home, utilities, or for transport.
Then there is his lifestyle choice. These crazy kids nowadays.
Isn't that a 70-year-old uncle, sir?
Even the old are following this youthful trend. Crazy old folks.
It does not look like he is very comfortable sleeping on those newspapers.
That is where you are wrong, young reporter. This fact of sleeping on the street is even greater evidence that Singapore is truly a livable city. Our streets are so comfortable, street sleepers prefer to sleep there than in their own homes.
So you are saying the homeless choose to sleep on the streets because they are so comfortable and safe?
Singapore does not have a homeless problem. Don't say homeless. Singapore has a sleeping on the streets fad. Get that right. And yes, it is a choice. And did you know that the Sunday Times is the preferred newspaper of 90% of those who indulge in this sleeping on the streets fad?
So you mean the street sleepers read the Sunday Times?
No, I mean they prefer sleeping on it more because it is printed on better paper with better ink. Not like the inferior newspaper that leave the ink mark on their face when they wake up. The Sunday Times is the choice of the street sleeper generation.
Look! That street sleeper, he's heading for the MRT station toilet with some Sunday Times newspaper.
Like I said, Singapore is the most livable city. They even prefer to use our public toilets than go home and use their own. The Mr. Brown Show is available from mrbrownshow.com and is the preferred podcast of street sleepers in Singapore.
No ink will get stuck on your face.
No ink.